Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
And we're back again with myself, Roy Holly, and Max Reiner. Max, good to see you again.
Roy, it's great to be here. I got my beautiful wife, Sherry, with me again.
Comments and doing a great job. And, you know, I was just thinking about this earlier. We were talking how far along she's come. When Sherry first started doing this, she was a little nervous, but now she, like, comes in here and says, "All right, baby, I got this down." So she's not afraid anymore. And I mean, actually, I listen to the show, and I listen to those comments, and I look forward to hearing her. So I'm a fan, Sherry. Well, listen, we got Becky Johns back this week again, and we're going to talk to her a little bit because we didn't get enough out of her the last time, so we're going to get some more out of her this week. And so, Max, why don't you talk a little bit about Becky Johns?
Yeah, well, let's, you know, we always start with the miracle of the week. Yeah, let's start with it involves Becky. And let me go back and just kind of share an incredible miracle that happened. And Becky was a witness to this as one of the people. But, you know, when we tried to get the land, God showed us the land. We didn't have the money. It was going to be $500,000, and we didn't have the money to do it. So we went out to the land, about 19 of us, in I think September of 2005, I believe, or 4. And we went out to that land, and we claimed it for God, and we had a little cedar cross I made. And we stuck it in the ground, and when we did, we looked up in the sky, and wild hawks started hovering over our heads. And we thought that was amazing. And then we noticed that there was a scorpion charging this little cedar cross that we had made where we were claiming that land for God. And Sherry crushed the scorpion with her foot. And then we saw all those hawks in the sky. And little did we know that a man was there that had come to pray with us, Herschel Reed, he had put out a fleece, and he said, God, if I'm supposed to give this nonprofit foundation $500,000 to buy that 23 acres,
$500,000,
you know, on Interstate 10 to make a garden for Jesus, he put out the fleece. He said, if I'm supposed to give that money, then Lord, when I open my eyes, I want to see a hawk. And when he opened his eyes, and we all opened our eyes, there were hawks flying all over the top of us. Not Texas buzzards, vultures, but real hawks. We believe they were northern harriers. And circling over and hovering over by us. And that's how we got the $500,000. But Becky was a witness to all that.
And Becky, I understand you're the person who filmed the wild hawks that equaled $500,000. Tell us about that.
Well, Max said meet at the cross there. It wasn't the cross at the time. Meet at the property. And I always know whenever Max is involved in anything, there's going to be something supernatural happen that God does. So I grabbed my video camera as I went out the door. I also grabbed some anointing oil. And we went to the spot where Max was talking about with the rocks, and I think he anointed that little cross, and he put it in the ground, and the scorpion came out and whatever. But I'm filming all this at the time, and we're all praying, standing around praying, and all of a sudden somebody says, "Look at the hawk." And I turned the camera around to my left up at the sky, and I was filming. And as I was, not only one, but two, but three, I got them all on film.
Yeah, almost a dozen.
And it was amazing. And we didn't know at the time that Herschel Reed had asked God for a sign of a hawk.
Well, we had Herschel on, remember, Max, before on the air, and I didn't know this either. And he said this on the air. He said he didn't go with the idea that he definitely was going to do this. He said he had to have proof. He didn't have his checkbook with him. And so he said, he talked about that.
Yeah, he was actually coming that day to tell us he couldn't give us a dime because God had not spoken to him. Instead of sending an email, he was going to come in person and deliver the bad news. And then so, he got the thought from the Holy Spirit to put out a fleece. And he said he never put out a fleece before. This was the first fleece that Herschel Reed put out. And again, we're talking fleece in the Bible. It talks about, was Joshua? Who put out the fleece? Gideon, yeah. Wasn't it?
It's Gideon.
Yeah, I think it's Gideon. Anyways, the fleece being Gideon trying to confirm if he was supposed to go out and fight, and that put a fleece out, a sheep fleece, and said, God, make it wet if I'm supposed to go and keep it dry, everything else dry, and that happened, and he did it again. Anyways, that's the biblical fleece, and Herschel never done that before, but he did it that day, and he said, if I'm supposed to give these people $500,000, then I want to see a hawk over my head when I open my eyes.
And what's really interesting I've found about this whole experience is this is not just hearsay. These are things that you, by accident, you documented all this stuff. So when people say, well, how do we know this really happened? You say, well, I got it on film.
Dude, it was amazing.
There were a number of people around that witnessed it.
My camera.
And Herschel himself said on the air live, I didn't plan to do this. I was coming up to say no. And all of a sudden, and I guess God knew, obviously God knew that. So he said I'm sure God probably figured that he needed to do a little overkill on
and
this
the
to make sure Herschel got the message.
Right.
Well, it was amazing, too, that I didn't know at the time, none of us did, about the hawks. But when I heard the story the next day or two, I went, oh, my gosh, I've got that on film.
So. Yeah, and it's on the website. So if you go to our website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, you can find that video of those hawks, and it's amazing. I mean, you know, if you would have been Moses and Joshua over there crossing the Red Sea, I bet old Joshua was wishing he had a video camera, you know, because when that sea parted, because nobody's going to believe this.
Well,
but
listen,
by the grace of God, we got it on film, thanks to Becky.
Becky, how did you know that a miracle was going to happen that day?
Because I've seen God work through Max and Sherry, as they've prayed.
So
I mean, through the number of years, I've
seen
God's miracles and signs and wonders through the power of the Holy Spirit work through this man and this lady numerous times, more times than I can tell. Healings, deliverance, I mean, whatever. And so I just knew that something was going to happen.
Well, it's kind of like Max when we first started talking about doing the radio show. This was 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. And I mentioned this to Max. Said, well, I don't know. I don't know if we got to find the money. And I'm thinking, here's a guy that's been part of manifesting this whole thing. I said, Max, this is nothing, man. This is a little radio show. Come on, boy.
Yeah.
Step it up.
Yeah, but I didn't want to take my eye off the target. Jesus said, build this garden,
but
Holy
hey,
Spirit.
I learned. And then, just have faith.
And there was
it
season.
Happens.
And it was a seasonal
the
thing.
Right
it
time
was
the for
timing.
Everything.
And then we got that word from Mahesh Chavada that said, God's got something for you guys. It's not going to be building the garden. It's going to be to the side, and it's okay to do this. And that's
and
how
I,
we
you know
got
what?
Here on the show.
That's why I have been patient for all these years, and I waited. Because I'm usually not a very patient person. Anybody that knows me can tell you that I like it done like now. But I've learned to be patient. And when Max told me that, I just say, well, you know what? He's got a reason. Here's a man that's put this together with all this other stuff. I think it's time for me to listen. So I was.
Amen. Well, you know, that day we went out there and Becky filmed everything. I got an email from a stranger. I believe it was a Retta kid. And she said that God's going to give you the money for the land because, say, our land contract was running out that Red Johns had prepared. But this lady told strangers, said, God's going to do it today, but you have to ask him for 1 million souls. And so one of the prayers, you remember Becky and Sherry, that we prayed, we asked God for 1 million souls. And that seemed like a pretty big target, but let me tell you, we're into the thousands now.
Yeah.
And we just had the dedication here, you know, in September 13th, 2015.
Mm-hmm. Where the garden was completed.
And so, you know, we asked for that 1 million souls. That we put that little cross after we anointed it with the oil and the water and the soil, I think, from Israel, too. Put it in the ground. The scorpion appeared as a symbol of Satan. We crushed that. And then the hawks came, and Becky got it all on film.
Becky, tell us about the scorpions. Did you see them?
Oh, yes, I did. I saw the scorpions, and of course, in my mind, a scorpion's not good. So I'm, I'm thinking when Max,
I'm right up there with you.
When Max put that cross in the ground and the scorpion came out, I mean, it's like, hey, Jesus is winning this fight here. So you know.
Yeah, and in the Bible, you know, there's symbols. God uses lots of metaphors and symbols, and snakes and scorpions are symbols of Satan and his demons.
And then there's a good reason why I don't like them.
Yeah, and hawks and eagles are symbols of God and his angels. And so all of us praying there, we're mature enough Christians, we said, you know, there is a power encounter going on. There is a battle in the spiritual realm right now going on for this piece of land. Because there, the enemy presented himself in that symbol of the scorpion, and then the hawks came.
And it was so hard to crush.
Yeah, Sherry said it was hard to crush because it was, in other words, it wasn't going to be easy to take Satan out. We would let her later find out when we got sued and we got audited and we got vandalized and we got robbed and we got slandered and we got some persecution and stuff. But the scorpion was there, but the King of Kings again defeated him, and we had to go through a bunch of stuff, and Becky went through a lot of it with us.
Let me ask you now, why did you ask for 1 million souls? Why not 500,000 or 250,000? Because of the lady?
Yeah, the lady said, if you want the money from God, you got to ask for 1 million souls. And so I just upped my ante. See, I would have probably said, God, send us some 1,000 souls. But that day, before we ever had the land, we literally asked for 1 million souls. And so that took our faith to a higher level.
This is a question for both of you. God sends us stuff all the time. How do you differentiate between this as your own thoughts and it's from God? Max?
Well, let me tell them that to Becky. Why don't you say answer that one, Becky?
Well, if you have a thought of something, and the way I do it is I go, okay, God, I pray about it, and I go take it before him and go, okay, if this is from you, confirm it as I go forward, because Scripture says he leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I know as I trust God to lead me, he will, and not he won't give me anything bad.
Because a lot of people that are listening, I'm sure, have the same thing. They want to believe in God.
Right.
They want to do what God says, but how do you know? Because I know in my own brain, sometimes my brain is telling me these things and it's not God, so I do the same thing.
Well, first you got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because there are a lot of voices out there, and a lot of them are false spirits, demonic spirits, and we all have our own mind, and we can think our own thoughts. But so first you have to have that relationship with Jesus Christ, and then the Holy Spirit will speak to his sheep, to his kids, because Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. And so once you have that relationship and you know the shepherd, then you know his voice. And when those thoughts come through, sometimes you have to do exactly what Becky says. You got to say, was that you, God? Or was that just me? Now, you can know it's not Satan because it has to line up with the Word of God. And God won't tell you to do anything that hurts anybody or that's evil or anything like that. So generally, what I got to do is figure out, was that my thought or was that from the Holy Spirit? And often I will put out a fleece. I will say, confirm that to me some way so I can know that was you. And when
because
he does
that. Because the devil's
that, tricky. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he's constantly trying to counterfeit the voice of God. That's why you've got a lot of people in other religions doing all kind of evil things, killing people, murdering people, cutting off heads. It's because they're hearing real voices, but those are demons. Right. They're not God, and Jesus said, test the fruit and the root, and you'll know if it's from him.
So the best way, man, is to have a relationship with God. When you have that, that solves a lot of your problems, because then you know the stuff that's coming is going to be the right stuff.
Yes, and you still do the test that Jesus said, that Jesus' test the fruit and the root. So if you hear this voice that says, go rob this convenience store down the street, that's probably not God. And then so that's how you do. You test fruit and root. If it brings honor and glory to Jesus and it is good and it brings love, joy, peace, those things, then you can know if it's the Holy Spirit.
Becky, your church again?
My church is St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Kerrville, Texas.
And the services are when?
At 8, 9:30, and 11:15. But people can come to the cross
Anytime
they want to and meet Jesus.
24/7, 365 days a year.
And Max, if people are listening right now and they want to find out more about the cross, where they can decide whether they want to come up or not, or if they want to know the physical location, if they want to get involved and help us and be a volunteer, how do they do that?
Well, the best way is just to simply go to our website, and we've got four of them actually, but if you can start the master flagship website is www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and then we also have the crossatkerrville.org, www.thecrossatkerrville.org, and on those websites, you can see videos, you can listen to all the radio shows, you can see the pictures of the Hawks, you can see all the different miracles, we've documented all of it, we've got the witnesses, and we're just trying to be honest witnesses of what Jesus Christ is doing in our world today.
Here's Sherry Greiner with this week's Vista Comments.
Hi, I have another one for you this week. Quite a few, in fact. Max, I am writing again to share with you that I was at your prayer garden again yesterday and had the privilege of bringing a new friend with me who had an amazing experience in the garden. Of course, God gave her a deep peace and he electrified me. I am writing to let you know that my wonderful husband, Steve, is allowing us to purchase a bench at the garden. It makes my heart so happy to be able to write this. I will find the form I need to send in, but I was so excited after Steve told me that we could buy a bench. I wanted to let you know as quickly as possible. Thank you for your example. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for your story. And thank you for the seed you have planted in my heart because of what you have walked out. May God continue to bless you in a mighty way. And this was Susan Casey from Anita Untersee in Fredericksburg, Texas. She said, I met you a few months back after one of Pastor Greg's Kerrville meetings. You told me about the cross and prayer gardens, and I gave you my card for our movie starring Charlie Daniels and General William Boykin. My husband and I wandered up the hill last week, absolutely thrilled and blessed by what you have accomplished there. And what a beautiful testimony of faith it has been. We were incredibly moved by the story of the struggle to make it happen and the hand of God moving on that mountain and in your hearts. And next I have one from Kimberly Long, who has just recently joined our TCKF tour guide chaplain. And she says, such amazing statistics for 2015. 36,382 vehicles and 94,593 garden visitors for 2015. And yet, they are more than that. People's lives here on earth and for eternity. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do in us and through us. Amen. And my last one for today is from Jenny Temple. And she says, you can feel it. It was so awesome. I just lost it. It was so awesome. It was above the city. I love what you're doing. You can feel it. It is awesome. And I'll see you next week with some more quotes from our visitors.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation
so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.